USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several U.S. states continue to put reopening plans on hold as the coronavirus continues to surge again across the country. In Arizona, Texas, and parts of California, bars have now been ordered to close again. And in Florida, beaches in Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and Palm Beach were ordered off limits for the upcoming 4th of July holiday weekend. Leading congressional Republicans say U.S. intelligence agencies do have info on a reported Russian plot aimed at killing American troops in Afghanistan, but the GOP lawmakers say that any U.S. response needs to wait until the intelligence agencies have reviewed all of the material. Some current and former intel officials have said that they're familiar with reports of Russia offering bounties to kill U.S. and allied forces. And this is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
We told you earlier how COVID-19 is spiking in a number of U.S. states, one of them Florida. The governor there, Ron DeSantis, says younger people are getting a lot of the cases lately and then spreading them to others.
He had so many examples where those guidelines were just tossed aside. And in the instances where we've seen outbreaks tied to establishments like that, it has invariably been because they packed so many people in and created the type of environment that we're trying to avoid.
Another large earthquake has rattled western Nevada, as the U.S. Geological Survey says. The magnitude 5.1 quake struck 18 miles north of the town of Mina overnight. Mina is about 4 hours northwest of Las Vegas. There are no preliminary reports of injuries or damage. Last month, a magnitude 6.4 earthquake hit western Nevada. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
After weeks of protest in Seattle, business owners are getting frustrated with the autonomous zone. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Organizers of Seattle's CHOP are urging demonstrators to leave a tent encampment in the area and focus on an abandoned police precinct. Multiple acts of violence have been reported in and around the police-free zone over the past few weeks. Two people were critically wounded in a shooting near CHOP on Monday. One of the victims later died at the hospital. Joey Rodolfo is a Seattle business owner. He said, as enough is enough regarding CHOP.
The city council said that they were going to take the CHOP zone down on Friday, and the agitators won that one. Then they said that it was going to happen Sunday. Agitators won again. Now they're saying it's Monday. So you know what happens when you keep moving the goalposts, right? The goalposts keep moving. This city is gotten so progressive here lately that I talked to my friends who own restaurants and other businesses, and I can tell you the crescendo keeps increasing here with people that are saying, we want out.
Yemen's raging civil war has created a ticking time bomb just off the country's Red Sea coast. The FSO Safer, a 45-year-old supertanker loaded with over 1 million barrels of crude oil, is caught between the warring sides and has been left to decay. Activists and officials warn the Safer could hemorrhage its cargo into the sea at any time, with devastating consequences for nature and the already beleaguered people of Yemen. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.